Father, we come to you tonight. And the glory that you put on your Son, Jesus, even as he went to the cross, Lord, that glory we understand and expect will be as a light shining forth from each one here that has chosen to overcome. His body and his blood represented here. The center of his being exposed. Even now as a covering for the inner heart, which is for us. We look, Lord, at the price that is paid in full. And we think in our own lives, Lord, where you have brought us to a place of humility. And all we can do, Lord, is thank you that you already humbled yourself, going to the cross. It stuns our imagination and our comprehension that the God, the creator of the universe, would allow himself to come down, be a man yet fully God, and allow his created ones to crucify him. Things that are beyond our understanding, Lord. Even as the glory we think, Lord, how will your light so shine through us? Where even as Peter walked down the known path, when his shadow fell on someone, they were healed. And I hear and understand it is as we understand and take hold of the position that you've put us in. We are no longer slaves. We are sons.
Amen.
We are no longer persons of works. We are persons of grace.
Amen.
We are no longer looking for each mercy and grace bestowed on us, but we can walk in that. Walking in the understanding of your word, using the word as a weapon against the enemy who would choose and determine to lie to us, steal from us, and to kill us. And the time is now here. We have said for many years, Lord, the time is coming, but the time is now here for the sons to be revealed. Mm-hmm. Where we can speak to specific situations, specific ailments, and even, Lord, in your, when the disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. How do we pray? And we've all repeated what is called the Lord's Prayer, but in fact is our prayer. And Lord, when you told the disciples to remove us from evil, or the evil one, thank you for the revelation that the root word of that is pain. And the root word of that is poverty. So when we pray, Lord God, to remove us from evil, in that one phrase, you have incorporated us confessing that you are removing us not only from evil, but also from poverty, and also from pain, infirmity, ailment, sickness, And we have the authority of your word and your throne. That when we say pain, go! We say cancer, go! We say arthritis, go! For we will not accept the lies anymore. We will not accept the theft that has been caused by our ignorance, but also, Lord, has been caused by our lack of confession and using the weapons that you have given us, that being your word. As I look at this table, I see your bread, your body. I see the cup, your blood. But there's so much more than we have heard, Lord, that you did on the cross for us. And I ask you now for a fresh wind of revelation. Amen. For all the things that when you went to the cross, you knew why you were going to the cross. And even as you were hanging there, you were thinking of each and every single person was a separate reason. But more than their salvation, it was for their wholeness. Amen. For my wholeness.
Amen.
A concept that in the West, we don't even understand. But my wholeness includes my well-being in every part of my life.
Yes.
My body, my soul, my spirit, my psyche. My spirit communing with your spirit. No more. Holy Spirit, do you have to come upon a person? For you are inside of us. Ready to commune with us. Ready to finally bring us into the place of rest. That for so many generations, Father, you've been looking for a place where you can rest in a people. And the people will rest in you. Lord, let it begin here. Let it begin with each one's heart, even as they come to this table. That the rest of God is not rest from work, it's rest in work.
Mm.
It's resting as we see step by step by step. For even as you gave the promised land to your promised people, Lord God, you told them you can't have the whole thing at once because you can't occupy the whole thing at once. But you must occupy it step by step by step, truth upon truth. And as we accept each truth, we have to come to the place of the lies that we've accepted to say, lie no more. I will not base my life, my trust, my faith, or anything about my relationship with Christ, the only God, upon lies that I have believed in the past. Put the childish things away. Put the lies away. Put the doctrines that have brought us away because of the devices of men away! Let us become, Lord God, totally transparent. So the light that you have inside, no matter how bright or dim it might be because of our own obedience or disobedience, can begin to shine through and become a 60 water and 100 water and then a beacon for hope so people will come to us and say, I don't know why, but you have something that I want.
Amen.
And I'm not going to let you stop until you tell me what that is. You can't leave here. I need to know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I weep for those people that are in various prisons. Prisons are very often of our own doing. Mm-hmm. Prisons based and laid brick by brick by brick. And we come against those prisons now. And we shatter the grout between each one of those bricks.
Amen.
Be gone! Yes. The wall be cast down. Lord, so often we see, as you had the Israelites come into their promised land, you said, don't let one person live. when you conquer that city. Don't eat the offerings, the burnt offerings, the sacrificial offerings of children that have been put onto their altars. Don't eat that. Cast down the altars. Every single stone. In fact, sometimes remove the stones. So there can be no memory of that. Lord, I ask that you do a work in our own minds, souls, and spirits, that the things that we have walked so long in that lead us away from you be completely removed. But the sands cover them, the sands of your grace, so we can't even see where that thing was. The altar that we used to worship at, the altar of works, the altar of self-righteousness. Well, I'm pretty good after all, but it's filthy rags. The altar of religion. The altar of thinking that we can say words and receive life. That we can recite something without any reality in our spirit and in our soul. Lord, yes, we choose by an act of our own free will to see you as you are, to see your glory. And Lord, if your glory at this point where we are walking would kill us, yes, shade part of your glory, even as you did with Moses. But Lord, we will not stop. We want more.
Amen.
We want more and more, more of you. We want to see the destiny that you gave each one of us individually, a unique destiny. We want to see that destiny come to life and be fulfilled completely, so that when we see you face to face, we hear the words, "Well done.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thou good and faithful servant."
Yes, Lord.
Enter into the joy of your Lord. So as we take step by step by step, and we cast down each lie and replace it with the truth that you are teaching us, and we take every altar and every stone is cast down and removed, then we can consecrate that area again for you. And every step brings us closer to seeing the milepost of the destiny you've called us into. We know that brings you joy. Because as we follow the plan that you've laid out for our lives, and we complete that in the destiny you've already chosen for us before the foundations of the earth were laid, we can finally enter into your joy. The things that come before us that block us, the mountains that appear to be as mountains for us, we take those things and we speak to those things and we say, "Be cast into the sea." And if we don't have enough faith for that, Lord God, we believe in your faith, because the word says the faith of God.
Amen.
Not just faith in God. So we have unlimited faith because we have your faith.
Amen.
If we choose to use our mouth and speak it. Lord God, at this point, we confess and we repent of every word we've spoken, where we have spoken commitments and covenants that have brought us away from your perfect will. We've entered into our own internal agreements and covenants. And we break those down. We give those up. We break those in the name of Jesus. Show us, Lord God, as we leave this place tonight, tomorrow, and the coming days, bring those things to memory, Lord. For many of us, we don't even remember the things we agreed to. So we confess now that we not only break the covenants we've made that bring us away from you, but we break those things that we don't even remember we spoke. So they cannot hold us. Those chains are broken in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The chains that only he can break are broken. The chains that we built to hold ourselves as prisoners and slaves are broken as we speak them to be broken. Because it's your word that sets the captives free. We take this, your body. Your body was broken for us. Lord, you said as you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples, take, this is my body, which was broken for you. We say that so lightly, Lord God. And yet, we come into an understanding and an agreement that every lash that was laid on your body, that tore your flesh down to your bone, each one of those things brought some victory, some breakthrough for us if we choose to accept it. So I choose to accept, Lord God, healing of the mind,
yes,
and the psyche,
yes,
and the will. So that it's not our will, it's your will be done. Our emotions, so many of us work, Lord God, from a position of broken emotions, of wounded emotions. Lord Jesus, let your healing balm come in and just wash all that hurt and pain away.
Amen.
So that as we open our eyes, we're not looking through the pain. We can look above any pain. Your body was broken for our physical healing. It was broken for our wholeness. It was broken as a testimony that here I am taking on me, on the cross, all of the sin, all of the anger, all of the rebellion, everything, so that we can exchange to be under your sacrifice, under your blood. I take this first piece for those that have built those prisons. Lord God, we ask that you work the seeming circumstances of their lives to bring them to a place that they can see the prison that they built for themselves. And that you give them an opportunity to set the captives free. For my own brother-in-law, that's as far as I know, is in the emergency room right now. Lord God, show forth by your grace and your mercy. Your grace and your mercy, Lord. That a life can be turned. There's a purpose for that. These things don't happen for just no purpose. There's a purpose for that. And I ask, Lord God, that your will, your perfect will be done. And I command it. You have made us priests and kings, and I command and decree that your will is superior to any other thing that the body or the enemy may be choosing to try to do in that body right now.
Yes.
Carl, I'm speaking to your spirit. Rise up! Do not accept the words of the doctors. Do not accept the words of your own mind. Be strong. Be courageous and rise up inside first. For as the spirit goes, so will go your body.
Amen.
I take this now for those. this peace. I take for all those that have accepted you as a personal Savior at some point in their lives and are in positions of leadership now, whether or not they're walking with you. And Lord, I first would ask you, and I would first like to ask for those that are in positions of authority spiritually, whether it be spiritual mentors, pastors, or any other type of leadership position. I ask, Lord God, that you would once again reveal yourself to them. Let the religions fall. Let the doctrines fall. Let every man be a liar that does not speak your truth. And let a revival, more than a revival, Lord God, let an anointed fellowship of joy and obedience break out in the leadership positions first. And then I ask, like a contagion, Holy Spirit, do your work. Break through. Angels that gather the obstacles and get them out. Let the word spoken be clear and heard so that no one can stand saying, I never had an opportunity, I never had a chance. False. I take these for those in leadership, Lord God. This is for those in leadership other than in the religious or faith circles. And Lord, we do lift up those that you put over us. President Trump, Vice President Pence, Lord God, I thank you so much that you have put a holy man next to the President of the United States.
Amen.
I thank you for him and for his walk. And Lord, I thank you even for the example that the president has given in honoring you. Whether we approve of anything or disapprove is irrelevant. But we see in him that he honors you. I would ask, Lord, that every born-again Christian would honor you with reverence and fear. Reverent fear of the Lord, even as our president has shown. And we look forward, Lord God, when the Holy Spirit ignites the White House and it sparkles with the authority and with the presence of the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord God. So we take this now for all those in leadership, that they lead those that you have put underneath them in a way that will bring them to you. Some way. Only you could work this through, Lord God. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, the table of his body and of his blood is open.
Okay, repeat after me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
My eyes work.
My eyes work.
My ears work.
My ears work.
And my heart does understand.
And my heart does understand.
That the Holy Ghost is after me.
That the Holy Ghost is after me.
He wants all of me.
He wants all of me.
And I'm willing to release.
And I'm willing to release.
My plan.
My plan.
For his.
For his.
I want to give you a little bit of background that may be helpful to recognize the peace that sometimes people don't catch on to because of God's ability to get us to see ourselves the way he sees us. And you need to remember that you and I are a new creation. We're not the old. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says we are new creations. All things are passed away, and behold, they are become new. But all these things are of God, who reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. Notice it's God that does the reconciling, it's not you. Then in 1 John 3:10 it says, a man cannot be in Christ and have the devil nature in him. He is either in the family of God or in the family of Satan, one or the other. In this, the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. There can be no real development of faith, no strong victorious Christian life with a missed or mixed conception. We are either the new creation or we are not. So, we either have passed out of death into life or we have not. When we say sin shall not lord it over you, he means exactly what he says. If you live a life of weakness and defeat, it is because you do not know what you are in Christ. And that is a major issue in a great deal of the church. They don't know who they are in Christ. So, the supreme need of the church at this hour is to know what we are in Christ, how the Father looks upon us, and what he considers us to be. It's his opinion that counts, not yours. I want to take you to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. And I purpose to take out the Amplified because I don't want to miss the mark. You got it? Ephesians chapter 1, Amplified. Verse 3, blessings, praise, laudation, and eulogy be to the God and Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who has blessed me in Christ with every spiritual blessing. Holy Spirit given blessing in the heavenly realms. Even as in his love he chose me, actually picked me out for himself as he owned, as his own. In Christ before the foundations of the world. Say, wait a minute. How can I be a part of the body of Christ before I came into this realm? Because you are a spirit being and you had existence before you entered into this body. And we could go on and pick on that. The bottom line is you better start researching it for yourself. Because understanding who you are in Christ will help you to see the plan of the Father for the church. Because the plan of the Father is not defeat. Amen. The plan of the Father is victory. Verse 4 says, he chose me, actually picked me out for himself as his own in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, consecrated, and set apart for him, and blameless in his sight. Next part is really hard to digest. Even above reproach before him in love. Even above reproach before him in love. 5. For he foreordained me, destined me, planned in love for me, to be adopted, revealed as his own children through Jesus Christ in accordance with the purpose of his will. Not my will, his will. Because it pleased him and was his kind intent. You know, I think a lot of times I take my own opinion and I raise it above God. And that's pride hidden in the shadows. And if I really understand that God prepared me in his realm before I entered this realm, and he set me apart for the purpose that he has for me, then I better wake up that he's going to finish what he started. Unless I rebel and say I can't handle it. And I'll tell you, there are times in my soul that I couldn't handle something. And I cried out to the Lord, please, please, please. I didn't say time out. But that's kind of what I felt. Because the pressure seemed to be intense. And I had a hard time staying focused. I'm saying that to you so that you don't get discouraged if you hit that rock bottom. Because when you do hit that rock bottom, you feel totally alone. You don't feel like you're a part of the body of Christ at all. You don't even believe the word of the Lord to you, even if he gave it to you. Because the spirit of fear has now dominated your thinking. And he'll shut you down and make you useless for tomorrow. And that's his purpose. So when you start feeling the emotions that you can't continue, check in with Ephesians chapter 1. Read it for yourself. Change the words if you have to. Because, you know, you could go on. You've had an incredible message tonight. Coming out of that anointed man over there. And the different individuals that shared the pieces of the puzzle that he gave, including the spirit that my sister saw. What is that spirit going to do? It's the spirit of knowledge. The spirit of knowledge would give you an understanding with all the things that he's prepared. The vision I had last night was mixed with yellow and orange. Orange is the spirit of counsel. And it was overshadowed by this incredible purple. That purple was so deep and so awesome. And I just said, Lord, I don't understand. And he said, Kim, it's the spirit of understanding that I'm pushing in front of you. And I just got that because I looked at the paper. So I'm not so smart. I need a paper just like you. Why? Because I rely on him. That ball started like a little tiny ball, probably the size of the head of a pin, and it grew and it grew and it grew. And it says, really? Are you catching on, Kim? I'm releasing more and more of it so you'll understand more. And that's cool, isn't it?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Why? Because, you know, I want understanding. I want to comprehend the ways of God. I don't want to stay a dummy, even though I was born there. It seems that way anyway. Spiritually, especially. But you know what? He had a plan from the beginning. He had a plan from the beginning. Just close your eyes right now. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I am hearing loud and clear.
I'm hearing loud and clear.
That the spirit of knowledge is right here.
That the spirit of knowledge is right here.
He's right here and right now.
He's right here and right now.
He wants me to be convinced.
He wants me to be convinced.
That I am a new creation.
That I am a new creation.
The old has passed away.
The old has passed away.
The new has already arrived.
The new has already arrived.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Don't stop.
Don't stop.
I'm in my right mind right now.
I am in my right mind right now.
My emotions are calm. And I'm really blessing my Father. That he will continue.
To
make me more like Jesus. Than I've ever been before. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Holy Ghost.
Take me home safe.
Amen.
Amen.
And protect the rest of the saints.
Yes. Protect the rest of the saints.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Amen, John.